This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Pat Robertson, one of the most influential clergymen of the past 50 years, has died.
Ordained a Southern Baptist minister in 1961, Marion Gordon Robertson had already realized the power of television in preaching the gospel, forming the Christian Broadcasting Network the year before. It's now seen around the world, translated into more than 70 languages. Its signature program, the 700 Club, is still on. In 1988, Robertson ran for the Republican presidential nomination, which led him to found the Christian Coalition to support conservative candidates. No word on the cause of death. Pat Robertson was 93. I'm Richard Johnson.
Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a result of roughly 100 wildfires burning across Canada. Nearly 100 million people in more than a dozen states were under air quality alerts yesterday. At one point, New York City was listed as having the worst air quality in the world. Meteorologist Angie Lassman.
Tomorrow we're going to see minor improvements. By Saturday and Sunday, much better. We'll maybe see a haze in the air, but even by the beginning of next week, some rain will help wash that out, but winds will switch and make it a whole lot better.
France's Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says an attacker with a knife injured children and others in the Alps town of Annecy. The attack took place near a primary school today. Police report they have detained the attacker. Witnesses said some of the children appeared to be as young as 3 or 4. An adult is also in critical condition this hour. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in the Bahamas today to announce over $100 million in U.S. aid to the Caribbean. Harris will be the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island nation since it became independent in 1973. The vice president will announce new assistance for the Caribbean that includes over $50 million in humanitarian aid for Haiti. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Another indicator for America's economic health was released by the Labor Department this morning. Unemployment jumped up. 261,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. That exceeded expectations by roughly 26,000. The battle over illegal immigrant shuffling to sanctuary areas is heating up, with one governor threatening another.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is maintaining his threat of criminal prosecution against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as migrants from Central and South America are flown to Sacramento.
On the basis of facts of evidence that were provided, and by the way, I was there with these folks directly and listened to how they, human beings used as pawns for a guy's political advancement. That's pretty sad and pathetic.
Newsom alleges that the migrants were lured to California under false pretenses. He vows to hold accountable anyone involved, including DeSantis, if California laws were broken. I'm John Schaefer.
The Stanley Cup Finals will be played in South Florida for the first time in 27 years, and the first game played at FLA Live Arena when the Florida Panthers host the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 3 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Vegas leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, and the quote from Martin Niemöller comes into view here right now. He said, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Well, here we are, deja vu, one more time. First they came for our light bulbs. Then they came for your toilets. Now they're after your stove. Grover Norquist is with us right now to give us an idea of what's next, Grover. Where are we?
Well, there is no limit, because what the left has done, the advocates of ever larger and more powerful government, more control over your life and your family's life. Back in the 60s and early 70s, overpopulation was going to kill us all. There was going to be mass starvation in the middle of the 70s. In the early 70s, they explained that the humanity probably couldn't survive another decade. Therefore, we had to do all these things. And then pollution was going to do it. It turns out, with a few tweaks, actually, much of pollution is, you know, all of the things you worry about in the air are getting better, not worse. Mm-hmm. Right. And they decided that carbon in the air, carbon dioxide, when you and I breathe out carbon dioxide, the thing that plants need to live, trees need in order to live, this is a problem. Well, and since carbon dioxide is part of, home heating oil and natural gas and driving your car and so on.
Automobiles, right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It allows them to now that something, the economists call something an externality. Somebody builds a beautiful house, there's a value to the house, but then everybody who sees it for free gets to see this beautiful house, right? So there's an externality, positive externality. Then there's negative externalities. And they want to argue that using energy, using gasoline to drive a car has negative because it puts carbon dioxide in the air. And 100 years from now, the temperature will go up by 3 percentage points, 3 degrees. And therefore, they have the government should be able to claim, the bureaucrats should be able to claim, to manage any part of your life that deals with carbon dioxide. That does get to the breathing part. And to using energy, using efficient energy that actually works. And we do remember when carbon dioxide in the air caused global cooling, and that needed to be fixed by having us ride bicycles and not drive cars and don't fly airplanes and be too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter. You don't want to use a lot of energy because of global cooling. Then it was global warming, and we had the same thing caused it and the same list of 10 things that you had to do will cure global warming as well as global cooling. And then when it wasn't, you know, there was the 18-year pause where it wasn't actually warming, although all of their models said it would, and that their models don't predict the past or explain the past, but they're pretty sure that they'll tell you exactly what's going on 100 years from now, even if they can't quite do the last 10 years and the next 10 years. So then it was the climate change. So when it's warm in the morning and cold at night and when you have rain, and there's always going, climate's always changing, right? Climate change. And then there's the same list of 10 things that you have to do, and they want to control your use of energy. Well, if they control your use of energy, they control your use of a car, they know where you are. If you ride subways, one of the things about the old Soviet Union is everybody was on trains and subways. They didn't do cars. They don't do highways across the vast expanse of Russia because, as one of the Russian defectors said, how do you keep control in the United States? Anybody can get in a car, rent a car, and be anywhere in 3 days. How do you possibly manage this, right? And the idea that people manage themselves, the government doesn't have to manage them, was new to him. He defected, but he was still grew up in the Soviet Union.
God forbid for freedom, right?
Yes, and they can't understand how that would function. And that's why that they don't like buses, because even buses can change where they're going, their routes, right? But you put huge concrete down. The only place you can go is where those subways stop. You cannot move them. You can't go, you know, nobody wants to live there anymore. Nobody wants to work there anymore. Let's change that. No, you can't. Government, there's a great quote from one American businessman that science moves 10 times faster than businessmen can, and business moves 10 times faster than government. And we've decided to put government in charge of trying to manage both technology and businesses, which makes very little sense because technology is moving so quickly. The businesses have a hard time catching up. How do we use this? What do you know? What do you do with it? We now invest
because businesses are crazy. They're antithetical to the government. The businesses are out there trying to create something that they can see that the people need or that will help them out. And the government's focused on, I want that. I want to control that, right? So they're at opposing views and forces here. And so meanwhile, you get the government out there, you know, selling fear to everybody based on a theory. And, you know, I kind of sarcastically like the old days, Grover, and that is when you had people who made these predictions and they didn't come true, they would get rid of them. Literally, they would just get them out of society. And, you know, people like John Kerry wouldn't be, you know, continuing on, or Al Gore, because, you know what? You have no credibility. You know, Jim Comey, you have no credibility. What you said, it doesn't, you know, it's either a lie, you're mistaken, but we don't need to hear from you because you're dangerous. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we should at least do, I think what they do now on Twitter is put a little community note there. The last 10 predictions this person made were wrong. I'm looking at the End of Affluence by Robert Ehrlich book, Population Bomb by Robert Ehrlich. All of this economic growth is going to make us poor. And then the population, you were supposed to buy the End of Affluence. We're all going to be poor because he'd already written the Population Bomb. And right now, the challenge to the world is a decline that's coming in population. The United States, we can have as many people as we want because we do immigration. Other countries don't do it very well. Nobody wants to go to move to Saudi Arabia. This Population Bomb was 1968. And they keep coming up with these predictions. And now, one of the things that we're talking about is they don't want you to use gas stoves because... Right. Gas stoves use gas. Well, they really don't want you to do it because they don't like competition. They don't want an electric company providing power for you and a gas company providing power. So you can, the two of them have to compete with each other. They want everybody to be on one system. And So in New York and some of the other places, they're banning new pipes into for natural gas into new buildings.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about it on the other side. More from Grover Norquist. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Grover Norquist continues with us. He's the Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, let's get this up front here to remind everybody that if they want to be in the flow of the know, they want to activate their citizenship and support ATR, where can they go?
Well, our website is ATR.org, and we send out periodic alerts on what's happening. It's not fundraising, but what's going on in terms of tax policy, federal and state. If you text the word Biden, yes, the president's name, to 50446, we'll get you on that list, and we'll text out to you when something's happening on tax policy, federal or state.
Yeah, this is important because, look, at the future of this Democratic Republic depends on an informed public. What's happened is that the consent of the governed has been hijacked and compromised, Grover. This is why we have the America that has lost its mind today, and it's upside down, and we're going, wait a minute, what is going on? I mean, you know, light bulbs, toilets, now gas stoves, and here they are all, you know, there's no empirical evidence to demonstrate that what they're saying is true. You know, other than the emotional response from John Kerry and others who are going, oh my goodness, the projection of 10 billion people on this planet is unsustainable. You know, the sky is falling, you know, and he starts channeling his Greta Thunberg. And it's like, please, you know, calm down. Where is there any? You know, just like when people were talking about, you know, evolution versus creation, where are the subspecies? Where are the connected species that informs you that evolution is correct? Right?
Well,
show me some proof here.
We had Al Gore come and speak to our Wednesday meeting where we put together 100 or so conservative activists and Hill staff and folks like that. And this is when his movie was coming out back around 2004. And he came and he showed part of the movie and he came to the meeting for an hour and then we did an hour of him talking in Q&A. Mm-hmm. And I asked the first question. I said, I remember when there was global cooling and there were 10 things we were supposed to do, ride bicycles, use less energy. And then it was global warming and there's a list of 10 things, same 10 things. Ride bicycles, use less energy, we're supposed to. Then it was climate change in the same list of 10 things. If the angels came down and said it's not warming or cooling or climate changing, or it may be, but it's not caused by man, are there any of these 10 things that we shouldn't do anyway? And before I finished the sentence, he said, no, you should do them all anyway. So cooling, warming, climate change, same answer, same fix, same cure.
Of course.
And even if none of that was true, if they came back, oh, we give up, forget that, you know.
Yeah.
And said it's not true, or maybe it's true, but man isn't doing it, or it isn't, you know, man doesn't have much to do with it. The list of 10 things are things the government wants you to do, period, and they will keep coming up with reasons for doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's dogmatic. I mean, you know, it in a sense, it just reminds me, you know, I've related to this several times with, you know, with Dinesh D'Souza. His big takeaway after going to prison was that he says, Bill, they never give up the con. You see, and this is what ideologues do. They never give up the con. It's a dogmatic con, isn't it?
Well, it is. And if you say that was a mistake or something, then the next time that the authorities, the experts, speak ex cathedra and make a pronouncement, maybe they won't be listened to because they've admitted an error in the past. So long after, you know, during the Cold War, there were a lot of communists in the United States. There was a communist party in the United States. There were communist spies in the United States. We caught them. We executed some of them. I mean, there were trials. We know this. You know, the Hollywood 10. They weren't members of the Communist Party, okay? And then they act as if this was a witch hunt because there aren't witches, therefore a witch hunt is by definition fraudulent. No,
right.
It's not. This is exactly what happened. We were right. They were wrong. They lied. Truman, in private conversation, was livid at Alger Hiss, who was the communist spy for the Soviet Union, because he was embarrassing to the Democratic Party since he was so high up in the Democratic Party. But never publicly did he ever say the guy was a communist and deserved to go to jail and I'm mad at him, you know. So they, even when they get caught, they just keep going. Bill Clinton used to do that. He'd deny something, deny it, and then he said, everybody knows that.
Exactly. Why are you asking me that? Yeah, we've already addressed that issue. I think that's what Jill Biden says, too. You know, that's a favorite play. you know, the ploy of theirs, right? And the reason they do it is because they keep getting away with it.
Yes. And one of the things that's interesting to me is the left has come up with this word sustainability. I don't think they know what it means. Government's not sustainable. Government has to go out and take money from people regularly because it doesn't produce things.
Exactly.
A company, it only exists because it gets a collection of things together, people, talent, steel, machinery, and then they make things and they sell them. And at the end of the day, there's more stuff than before. That what they created was more valuable, and they can reinvest it to make Amazon very, very big, or steel mill get larger and larger, or make more bicycles. But when the government and so they don't need additional input. They create more. They start with 10, and they create 12, and then they have 12, and then they create 15. And that's sustainable. A profitable company is sustainable. You don't need to go in and feed it. But whereas the United States government isn't sustainable, every year they send letters out for more money. Okay. Right. Can you imagine if you'd invested in IBM and you got a letter from IBM saying, you know, we spent the money you invested last year. Yeah. We need more. Please send more. Oh, and by the way, you'll get the same thing back from us, but you have to send us money every year instead of invest once. The private sector and free markets, profitable companies are sustainable. They create more value than you put in. Government is the opposite. Putting something into the hands of government is to guarantee it will not be sustainable. So they really need to come up with a different word than sustainable.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the deal, this is why our founding fathers had purposed the government to be small and very focused, and they were intentioned with that. But no, the nature of man is such that they cannot stay within the lines. They've got to blur the boundaries, and the better they do, then they're beyond it. And here we've got this unsustainable government at almost $32 trillion now, and they're like the blob. It's insatiable. You know, it's, as Pat Riley would refer to it, the government is living off of the disease of more and producing nothing. What is the government producing, Grover?
What did we get for the $32
trillion? Yeah, exactly.
Can you show it to us? It's a real challenge. I'm very excited about some of the coming Supreme Court cases, which are going to trim the wings of the government. And there's something called the Chevron case that people should listen for. It's an old case which basically said, you know, the government bureaucrat can take a word and, like something out of Alice in Wonderland, make it mean whatever they want to mean, okay? So if they say, you know, the federal law says go do X, they take a look at X and go, well, we take X to mean Y, Z, and Q. And they start making pronouncements and making things legal or illegal or fines.
Right. And they'll spend taxpayer money to have a paper drawn up, and then they refer it's dictum, right?
Yes. Pulling that back. When the Supreme Court says if it's not written down in the law, it doesn't exist, it's going to be a big win for limited government.
Well, it's because Bill Clinton says it depends what the definition of is, isn't it?
Yes, and when he does it, it's sort of funny. But, you know, when the government bureaucracy does it, it destroys jobs.
Imagine that. And that is consistent, no doubt about it. This is why it is not sustainable, Grover Norquist. Excellent point. He is the Americans for Tax Reform President, Grover Norquist. Again, remind them where they can go for more information.
Our website, ATR, Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org.
And check out, you can text 50446 Biden and be up to date and the flow of the know. Thank you, Grover. Take care.
You got it.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
USA News Update. France's Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says an attacker with a knife injured children and others in the Alps town of Annecy. The attack took place near a primary school today. Police report they have detained the attacker. Witnesses said some of the children appeared to be as young as 3 or 4. An adult is also in critical condition this hour. Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a result of roughly 100 wildfires burning across Canada. Nearly 100 million people in more than a dozen states were under air quality alerts yesterday. At one point, New York City was listed as having the worst air quality in the world. Meteorologist Angie Lassman.
Tomorrow we're going to see minor improvements. By Saturday and Sunday, much better. We'll maybe see a haze in the air, but even by the beginning of next week, some rain will help wash that out. But winds will switch and make it a whole lot better.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
To Bill Martinez
Live. We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And we've got lots to talk about, especially the debt ceiling, now that we're on the other side of it. People are still confused, Jordan. What won? Who lost? You know, what exactly did we get out of this?
Well, we won in that we didn't default on national debt. We got really close, but we didn't default on it, which would have caused a kind of economic catastrophe. So that's a winner for everybody.
Right.
Not anybody is particularly happy with what came out of it. But something came out.
Well, you know, I think that's what we say about any kind of compromise. If both groups are equally upset, I think maybe you hit the middle, you know, and it seems to be the case there. I'm not sure. What do you say?
All right. So here are some of the specifics about it that people should understand. The debt limit is suspended until January 1st, 2025. So there's no firm dollar amount on how much more the U.S. government can borrow between now and January 1st. I think they're going to borrow about $4 trillion. Something like that.
Okay.
We hit $31 trillion in January, and the government's not been able to borrow the last 6 months. You can imagine what they're going to borrow now to catch up.
Exactly.
The last 6 months, okay? Mm-hmm. So by January 1st, you know, that's what I'm estimating, about $4 trillion on top of the $31 we've already got, okay? Mm. Now, the way they've set it up for total catastrophe, because January 1st, 2025, we'll have a lame duck Congress, which is about to go away, okay?
Right.
We may have the same president, we may have a new president, but in either case, they're not particularly empowered to handle this crisis. This was difficult enough with having a Congress in session, never mind a lame duck Congress and potentially a new president, or even if Biden gets reelected.
Well, they kind of worked around it the last time with Nancy Pelosi, didn't they? Jordan, didn't they kind of work around it the last time with Nancy Pelosi? They may have to bring her back out of retirement or something. I'm not sure.
So they're setting up a crisis by doing this January 1st instead of doing it after the inauguration and the Congress being sworn in. But anyway, that's for a year and a half from now, basically.
I tell you, these politicians, this is like, you know, political NASCAR racing. They love to set up, you know, curves and that, you know, people can get involved in and think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? You know, you've got to stay tuned because, you know, that's what they do. The NASCAR fans, they don't go there for the race. They go there for the crashes.
Crashes, exactly.
Right.
They keep setting up, you know, sure crashes. And we got pretty close to a crash this time, I must say, you know. So the spending in total is supposed to go down by $136 billion from what it would have been otherwise. In other words, the rate of growth is slower. They're still growing, mm-hmm. but at a slower pace. And it can, that's for 2024. For 2025, it could go up by 1%. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to get all 12 appropriations bills passed, or if they don't do that, there's a forced 1% spending cut across the board in the budget. So there's a bit of a incentive for them to pass all 12 appropriations bills, which they haven't done in a long time. So,
and I don't think we're going to look at an omnibus kind of thing, right? I mean, this is going to be 12 different battles that's going to take place. More than
that's exactly what happened last time, because they couldn't do the appropriations bills. So, you know, right the night before Christmas, they do a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, just throws everything in there, and that's where they've been doing it year after year. So we'll see if in this very partisan environment they can actually pull it off and do 12 appropriations bills, but I'm doubtful they'll be able to get that done, which means by this law there'll be a 1% spending cut across the board. You know, MEDAC's approach. Okay.
So is that a win though for the, you know, for we the people here? I mean, are heads we win, tails we lose on this situation?
Well, I mean, some things should be cut and some things probably shouldn't be. And if this with that 1% across the board takes no prisoners. Just everybody gets kicked.
That's a crime. We're not just talking about the discretionary, 15% of the budget, right?
It would be military, it would be Social Security, it would be everything. Everything would be cut 1% across the board instantly, and it would be painful, and it would be difficult to pull it off, actually. So military spending went up by 3% to $886 billion. Veterans programs got a slight increase as well, up to $121 billion. So those were kind of protected to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
All other non-defense spending was set at $637 billion, which is pretty much similar to what it was last year. It's not up or down very much. Now, the Republicans going into this had wanted much deeper cuts in that non-defense spending, but they didn't get anything, basically. They got a slight reduction in the rate of growth, I guess you might say. You know, the IRS, they're going to take back $21 billion that they were going to get. Remember, they were going to get $80
billion right.
to hire 87,000 agents and improve their technology and all that. We clawed back $21 billion of that, but the IRS is still going to have plenty of firepower to go and hire a whole bunch of people to harass everybody. Congress,
but isn't some of that still in the appropriations bill that can be still cut back and sliced a little bit?
It could be, but I mean, this is in law that they have to take back $21 billion. That $80 billion was over 10 years.
Right.
So it's not as though it's going to affect them now in any significant way anyway. It was going to spread out over a long period of time.
Right.
They did claw back $30 billion in COVID aid that had been appropriated but never spent. So that was a good idea because it was just kind of sitting out there not being spent. And they added a work requirement for people getting cash welfare or food stamps for able-bodied people from age 18 to 54. It used to be age 49. So they've added 5 years that people actually have to work to get welfare kinds of programs.
And that's what you get for living longer. You see, you live longer, everything's got to expand a little bit, right?
That's right. That was very contentious because the progressives did not want that at all. They don't want any work requirements. But they did get that kind of thrown in there. And then the final big thing was the project permitting on both energy and infrastructure projects was so-called streamlined. So projects are going to get underway and get approved in a maximum of 2 years instead of typically 5 years or longer. So that's both solar and all those kind of things, but pipelines and, you know, these things just take forever. And so they said they're going to streamline the permitting. So that's a good thing to get that done as well. So those are some of the major parts of the debt ceiling bill. And in return for all that, they raised the debt ceiling, or they suspended the debt ceiling. In fact, there is no specific number.
They basically just gave him an open check. Here's a blank check. Go ahead. Right.
Correct. Correct. They're, yeah, which is different from before. When you hit that $1 trillion ceiling, now there is no ceiling. It'd be interesting to see in the next year and a half how much they spend. Again, I'm predicting up about $4 trillion, something like that.
Well, yeah, it's scary where we are right now. And we're not going to do, there's no consideration. We're not hearing anything about bringing that debt down. We're only talking about increasing the debt. There's no conversation. Of course we're getting, that's it. We're just, the increase is inevitable. That's all we're going to do is just slow it down. But there's no conversation whatsoever about mitigating that debt because, you know, here we are, 31 and a half, almost $32 trillion in debt. And what are we spending, $600 billion or so in interest payments now?
Right, right. Well, I mean, if you look at the budget, you know, to cut it, to actually have the reduction in the debt, you'd have to cut back on the interest being paid. And right now we're paying more because interest rates are up. And like the Fed Reserve is going to raise rates again. Defense, everybody wants to spend more, so you really can't cut that in any way. Medicare and Social Security are considered off the table. And those four things are 80% of the budget right there.
No, I get that. But we have to do something to promote GDP here. If we have more money coming in, then we can start to look. But, you know, of course, the Democrats, and I say Democrats, it's probably Republicans just equally to blame as this, is when they see money coming in, they just figure out new ways to spend it instead of saying, hey, look, let's pay down, you know, the debt that we're in, right? What a novel concept. You know, I think like what most of us do, right? I know. We do that every day in our homes.
It's 1999.
Yeah. Well, now you know why he's America's. Man. Jordan Goodman. Jordan, where do they go for more information?
Jordan@moneyanswers.com is my email. Easiest way to get me.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you.
so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Want to remind you, had a discussion with Devon Franklin on his new movie that's coming out, Flaming Hot, the award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times bestselling author, international speaker, and spiritual success coach. You know, we had a neat conversation with him about this movie. It's really a fun movie for the whole family. It's the true story of Richard Montañez's life. Kind of amazing, you know, from street hustler, gang member, to a desperate janitor who finds a job at a Fritos plant, right? And came up with a formula that was going to service the Hispanic community. It is hysterical. It's fun. And it's going to debut Friday, tomorrow, on Hulu and Disney Plus, so you might want to check it out. It is Flamin' Hot. And speaking of Flamin' Hot, it is time for, I hope that's okay, and I didn't mean to insult you or any way or sound anything like, you know, I was, it was a compliment. Evie Bear Carroll. she is with Movie Guide TV. She is the host of Movie Guide TV because it's all about Hollywood entertainment and biblical worldview. Hopefully you took that as a compliment when I said you were Flamin' Hot.
I'm okay with it. Yeah, that movie was very inspiring.
You're so quiet. You're so quiet. I go. I guess I did insult her. She hung up on me.
No, but the movie Flaming Hot is very inspiring because it shows, you know, the American dream of, you know, coming from very little. They were trying to keep the lights on in their house for their kids, and then him making these Frito Lays that were flaming hot, Cheetos, and they, you know, they do extremely well still to this day. And so his whole thing is that, you know, they weren't reaching this Latino market, and he was, you know, their voice for the Latinos. And so it's a great story on that realm. And then also his wife is, you know, it's a very nice story about his wife and him, because she always supported him, even in the hardships, you know, even during the trials of not doing well financially. And, you know, she always believed in him, and it was such a great message in terms of that.
Yeah, it really is. And this is what makes it a special family movie. And you don't have to hide the kids, cover their ears or anything like that. It's about real life and, you know, fun. And I know that people will be encouraged on all levels, especially marriages, as you mentioned, because she is quite the example, you know, to Richard. And, you know, this family project and how they all came together. And the kids, you know, all of one mind coming together. You know, the thing I thought that was quite interesting is that, you know, the whole Frito recipe originally came from Mexico, right? And here it is, this company is ignoring
you know, its roots in a sense, and it takes Richard Montañez there to remind them that the Hispanic community is there, but it, you know, it's we're gonna juice up the recipe a little bit. We're gonna fire it up. and of course, it saved the day and all the jobs, you know, for the people there and, you know, across the country. And as you say, you know, to this day, it is a hot seller. So there will probably be an increase in sales for Flamin' Hot after this movie comes out. But it's going to, interestingly enough, this is, I think, the first time they've ever done a release on two streaming channels at the same time, Disney Plus and Hulu. So. We'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about the review of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
This was a very good movie for families, and we gave it a positive review. And it's going to be a very big release, and, you know, there's actually a lot of moral elements to it. Obviously, Spider-Man is, you know, he's fighting a bad guy. I mean, we know the plot, right? We've seen it before. And so the bad guy is Spot. He's the Spot, and he leaves spots all over the town. And so Spider-Man needs to get him. But
I hate that when people don't clean up after themselves and leave spots all over the place, right?
And Gwen Stacy's in the movie, and they want to team up, and they want to be. Gwen Stacy plays Spider-Woman, if you know anything about the old comics, so she's Spider-Woman, and they're teaming up. And so this animated Spider-Verse universe, they've kind of created multiple Spider-Mans inside of it. And so it's kind of different than the, you know, live-action movies, which just has one Spider-Man. But it's fun, and there's some really good morals to it, and it's got, you know, a very fun animation style, and so, you know, it's well done. We would recommend Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm. So we got lots of Spider-Man, huh? To cover all the different personalities that are out there that you can relate to. You speak, you know, pick out your favorite spider type and enjoy the movie. But, you know, great fun here. Now, let's see, the other movie that you're talking about, I just had it. Oh, Shooting Stars.
Yeah, so Shooting Stars is a really interesting movie because it's the life of NBA star LeBron James and how he grew up. You know, they didn't have much. He grew up with a single mom, and his mom believed in him. And there was a neighborhood father that really believed in him and about four other boys. So they called it the Fab Five, and they all played together. And the neighborhood father, he wanted, you know, he wanted to have his the boys doing basketball instead of getting into trouble on the streets, right? And so he really kind of supported them doing basketball, and he coached them. And all day long, you know, LeBron James and his friends would either be playing basketball or playing a video game about basketball. And so as we know now, you know, LeBron James is one of the best, you know, basketball players. And so, you know, it's an interesting story. It shows, you know, them working hard for it. It shows, like, sometimes pride kind of gets in your way, and are you going to let it, because he was getting fame. And so the only thing is they added a lot of cursing. You know, I wish they didn't add the cursing, because it could have been a PG movie. But they say, oh, it's teenage boys. Well, not all teenage boys, but, and also we can help navigate the future and not have teenage boys cursing up a storm if we produce movies without cursing. And so there is a lot of cursing in it, but, you know, it's too bad because it's a great story about how, you know, nothing political, and so, because LeBron James has kind of come out with a lot of political statements himself, but this movie doesn't have any political statement. It just shows, you know, these boys really becoming great stars and working hard at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The result of a work ethic, you know, focus and, you know, commitment to, that they held to, as you said, inspired by the father of one of the kids that started out with, you know, four, and that later on it became the Fab Five once they went to that Catholic school and had a successful, you know, had several successful seasons and eventually ended up winning the championship. But no doubt that, you know, LeBron James was, you know, a force unto himself. But I agree with you. That was my takeaway in watching the movie, is that why all the cussing? It was so unnecessary, because that they would have been able to impact, you know, more families and raise the level. You know, I think that when you tell a story, and especially when it's controlled like this, that you have the opportunity to raise a level of civility and to really, okay, so you're telling LeBron James' story, and it is inspiring. There's some good takeaways there, but you know, why cheapen it in a way, you know, with mm-hmm. language like that? I don't know. Maybe I'm too prudish. I just think that, you know, I was disappointed in that as well. I thought, gosh, you know, because this is the kind of movie that I would have liked to have had my grandson watch, just, you know, to learn some lessons and, you know, appreciate, because he's, you know, a young athlete. You know, his sport is not basketball. It happens to be hockey. But there are some, you know, there's some consistencies. There's some relevance in basketball and the you know, practice ethic and that sort of thing. You know, playing with the team. And as you say, managing the egos in such a way that you realize that it's not about, you know, it's not about team. Although it's so funny, there's that story about, you know, that Shaquille O'Neal, you know, had told, I think it was at Kobe Bryant's funeral, when, you know, some of the team members had come to Shaq and said, hey, look at, you know, Kobe isn't passing me the ball. You know, tell him to pass me the ball. And so he tells him, he goes to Kobe. He's, you know, the one picked to go talk to Kobe, is saying, hey, you know, the teammates are getting a little antsy because, you know, you're not passing the ball to him. He says, he says, well, you got to remember, you know, there's no I in team. And Kobe's response was precious. You know, it's just like, you know, so he came back and, you know, the team member said, okay, what did Kobe say? He says, you ain't getting the ball.
He knew he was good. He didn't need to toss the ball.
Right. Yeah. There's no I in team. It's funny. But anyway, that's the story. The other thing too that you've got at Movie Guide, of course, is you know, Mark Wahlberg and you know, getting together and
yeah, with Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's
going to direct, and Mark Wahlberg's going to have a, you know, act in this movie, and so it'll be the first time since Hacksaw Ridge, and so it'll be fun to see.
He's not playing Jesus, right?
Not this time. It's about a criminal on trial, so it's very different than that. So,
yeah. Well, we'll look forward to that. So, when are they planning on working on that or releasing that movie? Is it going to be next year? Obviously, huh?
It'll be probably next year. It's pretty early on, but mm-hmm. you know, it's an interesting pair because they both say that they're strong in their faith.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We'll see if that's added in.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Hebe Bear Carroll, it's all about Hollywood entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Thank you, Hebe. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious?